Paul Massara is online. He's got Careless Choice lining up in the final. It trialled after the last race yesterday at Scone. Morning to you, Paul.
Man, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Just talking to Toddy Howlett 5-10 minutes ago about Nick's Vendetta. It was one of those finishes at Scone that we thought Nick's Vendetta had won, basically.
Yeah, no. Luckily for me, it always favoured the outside. But no, it was a very tight finish. And to be honest with you, watching the replay a couple of times, I thought all summer long, Greg Bennett's horse is probably an unlucky horse in the race, having drawn wide and covering extra ground. It was in the finish as well, so it was a tight finish.
It certainly was. Now, that barrier trial yesterday, people can go onto the Racing New South Wales website and have a look, but both you and It's a Shemozzle, which is a city winner for the Moses family, you came down out wide and both finished off really well.
Yeah, listen, we weren't interested in doing too much with him yesterday. The horse was fitting well and ready to go. It's more of a maintenance piece of work. Didn't need to be pushed out or anything like that. But he found the line nicely, kind of on his own in his own steam. And they ran home in, I think, about 33.6 or something of that nature. So they ran home in good time without too much pressure. The track was lovely. It was kind of just in the dead range and beautiful and kind of just got the sponge in it. So he's come through that nicely. I'll have one more piece of work leading into the big race, and he'll be ready to go.
I got the time off Mitch Manners, who called the trial yesterday or last night after the TAB meeting. They ran home in under 34. I think it was 33.52. I know that's a trial, but that's still pretty good time for anything you do.
Absolutely. You wouldn't want them going any faster. Certainly, I didn't want him to be doing too much, and that was more than ample for him. So he had a little sharp, short blow, but nothing too spectacular, and he's ready to go. It's just we're not going to be good enough on the day, and probably the weather conditions will be our biggest factor. I know I've probably stopped punters backing him last time thinking he couldn't win the wet. He's definitely not nearly as effective on wet ground. He got through it the other day and fell in, but he really wants a dry to deadish kind of track to be effective.
Understand. Who will get the chance to ride in the final? Have you locked that away yet?
Yeah, it'll be Mitchell Bell.
Yep.
We're going to stick with Mitch and give him his chance to hopefully win his second country championship.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Exactly. Winning it a couple of years ago with Todd Whelan's horse, Art Lee.
Right.
Yeah. So we look forward to that. All right, so one more gallop before. Can I say with this horse being a three-year-old and the horse is four from four, have you always targeted this going through the early stages of being three?
Always, to be honest with you. I've always had my eye on one of those trophies. And I thought this is a horse that certainly had the profile at the start. So we've been quite kind of kind to him in terms of where we've taken him, what we've done with him, just to make sure that we had plenty left in the tank heading towards this race. And he wasn't, he just didn't have a lot of... It was pretty much worked back from this race. So that's where we are. And we've managed to get into it, which is a bit of luck in itself. So, the hardest part about some of these races is getting into them. You know, you've got to kind of peak twice. So, very fortunate to be in it, and hopefully he's good enough on the day to be in the finish.
Well, let's hope so for your sake and for Arrowfield. It would be a big one if you won the race and your father was being presented, because he was the one that obviously drove with Peter Volantis and the board of Racing New South Wales to introduce the championships. And even in its infancy, it's gaining so much discussion now around the state and how trainers prepare horses to try and make the finals.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It was one of his big major initiatives when he was in Racing New South Wales was to broaden the scope of the whole of racing in New South Wales and really go back to the grassroots of racing, which is a large percentage of the involvement and the participants are in the country and rural areas and spread the money a bit more and spread the prize money out. And that's what he was keen to do. And build the base back up. And, you know, if you've got a solid foundation, it's always going to be good at the top. So this is one of the initiatives. And I think it's in all the things that he was able to accomplish at Racing New South Wales, I think it was actually one of the things that probably has had the most effect, because you come out, whether it's Scone or Orange or wherever you are, everyone's talking about the lead-up races, the races going down to Sydney for the championships. It's had a huge amount of interest across the board, and rivalry between different country areas, and it's great. It's a bit of a state of origin type of thing. So it's been fantastic, and I think everyone's really enjoyed the whole concept.
Yeah, it certainly has, and let's hope all the finalists get there. And as we know, we've got the wild card race, which I'll talk a bit more about in just a moment, but it gives every chance horses coming from all around the state to try and make it into the final. Paul, good luck with the week ahead. Careless Choice, successful barrier trial yesterday, and as I say, people can go to the Racing New South Wales website or Sky Racing, and that trial is there from last night. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks very much.
Paul Massara joining us there from his base out at Scone.